Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Blessings, family, and welcome to King's Philosophy, The Latent Power of the Soul, Part 3. Yes, this is Part 3 of a very intricate aspect of a divine understanding that better reaches our psyche when we come into the vibration of the harmony of love. Your soul is the most important aspect of the living in this world of which we are in. And they are after it. Who are they? They are those who don't want you to have it. And you have no understanding in the fullness thereof how powerful your soul actually is. We can see it from two different perspectives. From our earthly perspective, of which we can look from our humanness and move through our humanness to the God-likeness of conscious thought that is connected to all thought, all vibrations, and is the emanation of every aspect of existence, because God is all and all is God. But many people are not able to understand that. Or we can close our eyes and allow ourselves to go into a space outside of time, eternal realm, in which there is a unified field where everything is connected through an intricate quadrant of synapses and plasma and energy, vibrations and frequencies that are all within the oneness of all there is. And in that space, we can feel everything that's going on. Now, you're outside of everything there is. You're outside of time. You're outside in eternity. Now you are reaching into time, into the time dimension. As you're reaching into the time dimension, you are feeling every vibration, you are feeling every trembling, every movement, every vibration, every frequency. And you're reaching into a dimension, visuality, because you have become focused. And in this focused space and place of this unified field, which all is one. This focused space is a portal, leads down a shaft. Let's call it a wormhole for today. And as we go down this shaft, down this wormhole, we go down and we go down deeper into this spiral. And as we go down into the spiral, where it's getting smaller, but we are energy. And as we being energy going down into the spiral, we are going into a specificity. And in this specificity, we feel the movement of appendages that are fingers and toes. We feel a heartbeat. We feel the vibration of the things that are around us. And it's quiet. There is no sound. There is just a floating. And as we become aware of ourself, consciousness, we begin to bond because there's activity somewhere. We don't know yet because we have yet to come to understand that we have eyes, but we hear something. Now we're feeling movement. And in this movement that we're feeling, we are becoming aware. And in this new awareness, we are moving. We are feeling. We are in a space of an awareness that we never thought was ever possible. Yet this new thing has come upon us. We forgot all about the wormhole. We forgot all about coming down the portal. We forgot about all that was on the other side of time. Yet we don't understand time because we have yet to be born, conceived. And in this journey, suddenly, we come to recognize that in this we live, we move, we have our being. And then things begin to happen, and we are suddenly born into this world called Earth. But we don't know this, not our level of consciousness, but our soul has entered into a new dimension. Peace and blessings, family. My name is King Obadele, also known as King Andre Teasdell. I am the giver and receiver of deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you and those who go before us. And I salute those not yet actualized. I welcome you to this segment, part 3, The Latent Power of the Soul. And the reason why I bring this as a topic is because many of us have been wallowing in a blanket of misunderstandings of our experiences. All of our experiences, including the experience of love, or at least what we call love. But never understood that every experience carves and chips away at what no longer is ours to possess. And any attachments, unhealthiness, will sooner than later drain your strength. So, when we become aware of this draining of our energy, we must also become aware of what is required to, from this draining force that is not of ourselves. It's not what we signed up for. We are either experiencing our present moment of now, or we are experiencing the memories of what has already been. But we are too afraid to enter into a place of understanding where we are going because we are afraid. And in this living of which we have in this realm and dimension of time and space, we are in the dark, awaiting enlightenment. That's what this program is about, enlightenment. You can come from the perspective of God to come to the soul, or you can come from the perspective of who you believe you are, which is flesh and blood with fingers and skin and blood has life in it. For what is death, but the opposite of life. And at the same time, we are told that life is in the blood. Yet, we are in the body, and the body is the skin and the fingers, and this flesh. Which lives, moves, and has its being, but is not separated from life. For it is life in and of itself. But yet, we fear to say that God is life, because we want to blame life for all that there is and all that has happened and all that occurs, when in actuality, the truth be told, we are expressions of life. You ever see your reflection and look and don't like what you see? Maybe it's the clothes that you were wearing, so you decided to go and change clothes. Now, you got a different outfit on, and with this different outfit, you decide that this looks much better, but your hair's not right. So, you do something about it. And you prepare yourself so that you're satisfied with your reflection. I bring that as an analogy of what we are. We are reflections of the one who created us. Is it not true that we are representatives of God? Being representatives of God, should we not also be reflections thereof? And if we are reflections thereof, should we not reflect that which is and not that which should not be? For when I say should not be, I'm saying that maybe if things are out of order with your clothing, you change your clothes. Simple example is when your pants rip straight up the back and you know you can't go outside looking like that. So what you gonna do? Put on a different outfit. It's time for us to put on a different outfit, people, because the latent power of the soul is deeper than we could possibly imagine. I'm going to give you a little story, which I think is interesting. You are a body in which you have life. That life is the identity of who you are. That is your soul, that which is within you. But when that soul departs from you, then your body ceases to live, move, and have its being. So then you are not the body. You are the soul. But what is the soul? But that which is connected to spirit. And what is spirit if we do not take heed to what spirit is saying to the soul? Are we deaf? Do we not choose to hear what the spirit says to the soul? And does the soul then communicate to the body as to what it ought to do? Of course it does. What causes your heart to beat? The soul. Because if it was the soul, then the soul would never leave the body. What causes you to breathe if it's not the spirit? For if it was the soul, then you could hold your breath and it would be okay. And nothing would happen. Or better yet, let somebody hold your breath for you and see how long you last. But I choose not to tell you to do that because you're not going to make it to the other part of the program, which tells you that your soul is connected to your spirit, and the spirit is connected to the spirit. Listen to what I'm saying here. The spirit is connected to the spirit, and the spirit is one. You see, there's a small s, and then there's a capital S. And the capital S is connected to the major S, which is source. So source is spirit, which is connected to spirit, which is the individualized expression that connects to the soul. And the soul is connected to your body. And your body is the manifestation of the expression that should reflect back to God. What is God, who goes by many names? Because it's not a thing of religion, because religion messes up the minds of people. I've observed that, and I've seen it for myself, because I'm going to give you a couple of definitions. A child gave this definition to me through a police officer. Police officer said to the child, "Young man, Are you a person who has a religion? He said, what do you mean? He was like, do you believe in something? Is there something that you're committed to? What are you devoted to? And he was like, Oh, yeah. My religion is basketball. Because I do that all the time. I love playing basketball. That's what I do. So that made me pause. Because would it not be true to say that religion is what you do religiously over and over and over again? When it is written, behold, I make all things new. Have you not perceived this? So, we don't know who we are. That's what it boils down to. But we need to learn that we are connected. And when we are connected, and when we recognize our living expresses our relationship to life, and life is God, which goes by many names, then we become aligned with what our true purpose is. For there's a story about having dominion over the earth, which people don't understand. And it has nothing to do with religion at all. Because religion is really acknowledging a name to the self, an individualized, compartmentalized mentality that makes you separate, makes you different than something or someone else. Because if it wasn't so, then would there not be no religion? There is religion. There's all sorts of religion. But how is this so when there is only one? So let me give you this story the best I can express it. Have dominion over the earth. Think about that. Have dominion over the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Name. This was the Adam. And inside of Adam was all that is of humanity. So that which was spoken to Adam, which means dark earth, some people say it means man. All that was within dark earth, that one aspect that was created from the earth. Because God only created one from the earth. And out of that one came all. But this one communion had a relationship, had a fellowship with the Spirit that was beyond the imagination of what man understands of our now. So think about it. To have dominion over the earth. Some people can't have dominion over their own bedroom. Everything's out of order. Don't have dominion over their household because the children have gone astray. People don't understand dominion because dominion is an aspect of identifying with a kingdom, kingdom, dominion. That was only possible through the soul that was initially created of God and man do so many wonderful things when the environment was of the Eden. And Eden was not a place. It was a state of consciousness, a state of awareness, a state of being, a state of empowerment. For the fall of man cast man out of the Garden of Eden, the mindset of Eden, the abilities of the soul power. And then a cherub was put at the gates of this atmosphere, of this consciousness, of which man should not enter again. Or is he able to enter with the right mental attitude? You see, the latent power of the soul is a very, very interesting concept, because the power of the soul was able to perform great wonders. And the power of the soul is still able to perform great wonders today. But think about this. And I want you to think about this carefully. When we look at the written word, the soul had a communion with the Spirit of God that walked on the earth with one another. The Spirit was known as the Spirit of Truth. And that's what I prefer to call it, because the Spirit of Truth is also known as the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Listen to me carefully now and think on this very, very deeply. If man is walking with Spirit and they have a communion with one another, to where miraculous things are occurring, because this is the Spirit of Truth. And man was given authority over the earth to subdue it, to have dominion over it, because the Spirit was with man. Now, man has become a living being. Man, humus, earth, was given free will. Yet, think about the whole galaxy and what else has free will, but only man. And if you find that there is something else that has free will as man does, let me know, because I need to find out myself. Because each and everything, each and every situation is that which is shared with one another, so that we can put together this puzzle of life to better understand what's going on. So, the Spirit of Truth and man can walk together in an atmosphere without fear, given an instruction. And all that was required of the instruction was to follow the instruction. That's all that was required. It was a reason for the instruction to be brought forth. One instruction, because the soul was able to do so many things intentionally. But as the story is told, what happened? Man decided to become independent. Think about it. Man decided to become independent because he was already given instructions. If you're given instructions, then you are under the authority of the instructions that was given to you to obey. Okay? Because there's kingdomship here. And the kingdom provides all things to you. What it says, seek ye first God and everything else will be provided unto you. Think about that. Seek ye first the kingdom and all else will be added unto you. But the kingdom gives you the authority. But if you become and choose independence from the kingdom, well then, you're on your own, aren't you? Being on your own separates you from the kingdom. And the kingdom no longer needs to provide to you the power that you had before. But it can't be taken away from you because energy doesn't dissipate. It only recreates in another time and space. So when we look at this story in the book of Genesis, the serpent came to the soul of man and suggested to man a lie. So now man can choose the lie, or man can choose to obey the instruction. If you choose the lie, no longer be in association with you. So it had to be taken away because it cannot be polluted. For man had chosen to become independent. And in the choosing to become independent, he chose the lie as opposed to the truth, and the spirit of truth had to leave, only to return again at another point in time. The adversary knows that the soul still resides within man, and the adversary is eager to obtain your soul. But the adversary has no body. And the only authority, the only being that has rights on this planet Earth is man. So you hear oftentimes of a person being possessed. That's only a spirit with a small s stepping in to a body trying to get the rights to have the power of the soul. So if you're separated from the spirit of truth and you do not acknowledge the divine as first and foremost, then your soul is going to be manipulated to do all sorts of things contrary to the spirit. And you see, we get into another ball of wax there. But it is the spirit that is so, so important. It is the spirit that gives you life. It is the spirit that is the love.
destination. I can hear my call. No more hesitation. This time I'm going for all. 'Cause I know where this road leads to, and therefore I will ride. I can feel the penetration of a strong wind moving me. I can feel the elevation of an angel lifting me.
See, I'm going to tell you, right now, believe me, you are love. Believe me, you are evolving. Every story about you is to help your evolution. God is love, and all is God. Remember that. God is all, and all is God. There is no separation. You are love. So, who are you? You are the self. You are the spirit. All of these things are connected. But when you think of separation, you lose the power that was given from the very beginning, and you block your own path from attaining and the rights of a citizen of the kingdom. So, who is the self? The self is a self-existent being which transcends all concepts of creation and the created. and is beyond the scope of time, space, cause, and effects of the material and physical world. The self emerged out of the self, and what emerges is none other than the self. Creation and self are one and the same answer to who, how, where, what, and when. The self is the sustaining force behind and before all phenomenon and all life. It is the unified field, and all that is within it, and every manifestation thereof. God, who goes by many names, is the self which assumes the forms and names which humans call and see of the physical realm, that which Adam called and named was nothing more than a manifestation of the energy that God had. Because think about this, Adam was not the first creation. So God assumes the names of all life forms in existence. The divine consciousness is the self and is the being of all things, no matter how great or small. Concept by the mind of man, by the human mind, of a unique and separate existence from and outside of the divine consciousness is what constitutes egoism, ignorance, and division that is not becoming of the self. And in such thought, human existence cannot recognize the oneness of all, and hence fails to recognize that the source of the all is the self, and the self is one. Now, we say, how is this so? Well, think about this, and I'm going to see if I can go into a space standing for you. If you close your eyes and you think on this, you will see it much better. There was a time to where you were only one cell. That's all, just one cell. The combination of two cells that came into union, and something magical occurred that made those two one. And that soul force, that soul force is what you are. That soul force moved forward into being and becoming simultaneously. And what happened? A process called mitosis, which is called cell division, but it's not division at all. It is expansion. And the expansion, individualized component, all being the same, yet multiplying exponentially until a point of which that soul force gave instruction. And then came the heart, one of the first organs of the body. Yet all of these cells are created from the one cell. And this one cell has chosen to follow the instructions given. And in following the instructions, the harmony, the balance, the manifestation of the heart came into being. Now the brain and the heart comes from the same components of cells, yet the heart is the first organ, and you ask why. Yet, is it not your heart of which the scriptures speak? For your mind is connected to your heart. And the connection of mind and heart is one. And we haven't even talked about the brain. That's just merely a tool that receives transmission from a place that no one definitively can speak of clearly, because no one seems to know. So, someone said that the heart of man is corrupt. And maybe it is, because how is it that this conditioned creature, I say conditioned because he had to be conditioned to some sense in his DNA, in the primordial energy that was in the dark all of that time, had to be conditioned to some extent, because here comes this entity to give a different course of action. So if we think onto the body, which is the manifestation of all of these cells that came from the one, it is not inconceivable to think the same way of creation. And as we all know, of the body can be a cell that chooses contrary to the instructions of all the cells that are there, and a person ends up with cancer, and that cancer will attempt to take over the body, weaken the body, drain the body for no other reason than to take the body and the soul. So all of us have been, before the beginning of time, formless. Before accepting form, the source of all creation had cloaked each of us into these physical entities of flesh and water and blood. The time has come to reveal a mystery in story form, so that your spirit, your soul, will come to remember the unbelievable you. You can only accept you when you accept love made you. And love has come for you to be with you, and you with love as love. That's what that whole experience of the Garden of Eden is all about. Recognizing that there was a separation, and love has come back for you only if you accept love. Remember, it is written, love removes all fear. So My mission is to walk you to and through this mystery of the knowing each of you. Now, don't miss this. Each of you, each of us, are the originated, each of us are the original, each of us is the primordial energy of the earth. Yes, before God said, let there be light, there was energy upon the earth. And when God formed man from the soil of the earth, that primordial energy that was in that darkness still had something on it that was conditioned in its energy, which betrayed man. And he did not follow God's instruction. That's why he was only given one thing not to do. And if he could only follow that and hold to that truth, then he could free himself from the fear that controlled him while being that primordial energy that was in the dark. Because in that dark, all that controlled any and everything was fear. That's all it was. And we are here in this moment of now to break free from fear. But we are so caught up in what everybody else is doing until we are afraid to step up and accept our own authority of being dominion, citizens of the kingdom. The energy that went against God's will was cast out of heaven. And all that was under its authority, would there not be reconciliation for those who was under the authority of the one who stepped contrary? And in so doing, love came back for us in the form of light to bring us to a place of having authority over darkness. But that conditioned own self listened to the wrong vibration, and the spirit of truth had to leave from the earth energy, started working its work, because was not the first act against humanity murder? Think about the Cain and Abel story. But the first sin was written in heaven. And man, the primordial energy of the earth, was given authority to have dominion not only of the earth, but of that which had authority over him. But instead of choosing the authority over the one who had authority over it, it chose against the one who would set him free. For it is the truth that will set you free, not the serpent whispering in your ear. And so that was called the Holy Ghost. And people don't understand, in order for us to be whole, to be holy, Yes, yes, yes. When we come together as one, we will better understand exactly what's going on. But you see, some of us were prisoners of war. Others of us were under great duress to only follow the strictest of orders of a dark force, of those who had command of the kingdom dominion regime that you had no authority to leave. Ephesians 2:2 says this, as it is written, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, your freedom lies in living this life. So Ephesians tells us, and listen, people. A lot of people have a lot of issues with this thing called scripture. But when you're not connected, when you're not in alignment, when you are unable to decode the living document, there's going to be confusion, there's going to be strife, there's going to be controversy. But you need to be in alignment and harmonize with understanding that living is merely an expression of your relationship to life, and life is God, and God is love. So the invitation has long been extended, because out of love and mercy, out of justification and redemption, God, the source of all, brings a fairness to the table of life to grant you a choice. And your soul has a choice. The Spirit is always trying to communicate with you. And if you remove the resistance, the Spirit will be able to be heard, and your soul will be able to make the right decisions. Because the communication is actually between the soul, and you're only listening to what the soul has to say. Now, if the soul is influenced of the Spirit, then the influential aspect of divine Spirit will guide you. The soul can only listen to the Spirit. And if the soul listens to the influential aspect of the Spirit of darkness, well, then the soul has a communion that's not for your greater good. You see, the living of this life is solely for purification, sanctification, reconciliation, and consecration in order to get back home. Now, I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler, prince of this world, is coming. He has no power over me. These are the words of Christ. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that I and the Father are one, so that the world may know that I love the Father and you should too. And you see, soul has no gender. So please, my people, don't get caught up in this gender mentality that will cause only continued confusion and separation of who you are. For you are a soul of love, and love is all there is. I don't know how to express myself any better than what I have, but a poem called Who is the Self? It concludes with this. Of such thought, it then bears to reason that human existence is one of many levels of consciousness or unconscious awareness. It may even bear to reason that many exist unaware. As life proves itself to be of growth and development, then it is logically deducted that transcending or evolution is the course of that which manifests evidence in the continuance of creation itself, through itself, in the self, that is all. That which does not grow will prove itself not to be, for in the length of time granted, there will be no evidence of that which once was, which then became to be no more. People, I bring this message to you because of love. And I took a little extra time in sharing it because of love. We're living in a world today that has been beaten up miserably because of misunderstanding, because of foolish thinking, because there are no superior races, only inferior thoughts. I'm going to say that again. Every soul is precious. Every life is given of God. Every relationship is for a meaning and a reason and a purpose, even though it may be just for a season. Learn of it and grow. Cause there are no superior races. None. Only inferior thoughts. And those thoughts stem out of fear. Belong to the thief. The total coded message of truth comes in many ways, still incomplete until you are attuned. We are the instruments of God, to be used as expressions of love in life, as God energy. Take control of the soul, because life is for learning, so that you are the expression of being whole, perfect, and complete. Every culture has its script that conforms to the manner of consciousness that it is most familiar of this Western world experience. Many are most familiar with the story of Genesis. But we cannot see what was not revealed. So let's see it with new eyes today, as well as other selected texts for support. For in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heaven created first, then the earth. Take notice that divine order is a heavenly law. And of such an understanding, did you notice that heaven is mentioned before earth? Yet in the next verse, it speaks of earth being without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Heaven mentioned is imperative, explanation by design. Now all this was before the light was called forth unto the earth. So, light is knowledge. Light is love. But what is darkness? Is it not ignorance? Void of light. For darkness cannot be measured. I say it again. Darkness cannot be measured. The only thing that can be measured is the absence of light. So the more light there is, the more divine you are. The more light you allow in, the more divine you become. And then you become one with spirit, and spirit and you become love. and love really is all we really need. So I bring all of this to you because I love you, and I want you to understand that it's only love that's going to get us through this. This newness of life that is before us, that's coming before us, because we have to recognize our authority. We have to recognize what God has given us. We have to recognize that we have dominion and Satan has no power over us. However you want to call him, you call him the devil, you call him Satan, I don't care what you call that which opposes you. But what I do care is that you recognize power, but to recognize your own power and not to allow your soul to be manipulated by the dark force, but to allow your soul to receive in the light, because the light is already in you. The latent power of the soul already rests inside of you. And to unlock that, you need the spirit of truth. Only the spirit of truth will set you free. It's that simple. The spirit of truth is known by many cultures, by many names. Some people call it the holy dove. Some people call it the spirit of light. Some people call it the Holy Ghost. Nonetheless, it is the spirit that was with man from the very beginning, that walked with man. So when God said to man, Adam, where art thou? He wasn't asking a question because he did not know. He was asking a question because man was not in position that he had put him in. God put man in position to have authority and to rule the earth. And when he looked and he saw that man was not in the position of the authority that he had given him to rule the earth, he asked man, where are you, dude? Because you're not where I put you. And that's not good. So you ask, why are we suffering from all these things that are happening in our world today? We're out of position. And until we allow the spirit of truth to live within us, the latent power in our soul is going to remain dormant, because the power of God frees us. That power of God is the spirit of truth. If you look at the coded word, the one known as Yeshua, the one known as the Christ, said to his disciples, unless I leave you, I cannot send another, which is the spirit of truth. Counselor, the advocate, to stand as the one that speaks to the Father on your behalf, so that you can utilize the power within you to be the expression of all that you were intended to be. Because when man did not follow instruction, he lost his position, and his soul had to be put under subjugation, because that's what man chose without even realizing it. And now to remember. I share that all of us have been before the beginning of time, formless in all that was, having neither beginning of days nor end of life until it was created when separating the light from the darkness. Therefore, the author of all that begins and ends is God, the source of all that is, that was, and all that is to come. People, I love you. And King's philosophy is all about love. Pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing. Never let it fade away, because it's all about love. Paint yourself a true romance, beauty that will find you. You deserve just one more chance, my dear. My dear, why? Because we are people of the mighty. People, I love you, and I hope that your love reigns supreme, because God is love, and love is all there is. Namaste.